Come with me now to the Blossom Room at the Hollywood Roosevelt Hotel on Hollywood Boulevard, May 16th, 1929. It's spring. It's the jazz age. It's still the era of the silent movie. There's not a whisper here of the stock market crash or the Great Depression which lie ahead. Instead, at the Blossom Room tonight, we're in our sleeveless chiffons embroidered with glass beads. The men are wearing spats and tails and white wing collars. Toot La Hollywood has turned out for an awards ceremony. There's no TV cameras because the medium hasn't been invented yet, but the gossip columnists are here, and radio will broadcast this event live next year. This isn't called Oscar Night because there aren't any Oscars as such yet. Louis B. Mayer, the head of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, has formed the Motion Picture Academy. Its central idea, never quite realized, is that it will settle labor disputes. It's Douglas Fairbanks, the actor, who has the idea to boost the industry by handing out awards. To be a member of the Academy, you must be from one of its five branches, an actor, technician, director, writer, or producer. Only 300 people are in the Academy on this night in 1929. There are more than 6,000 members today. The awards are to be bestowed every 2 years. Winners receive a statuette. A naked man plunging a sword into a reel of film with five holes in it, one for each of the five branches. The statuette is made of tin and copper. 13.5 inches tall, it's plated in gold. Later, this little man will be known as Oscar. Douglas Fairbanks himself presents all the awards in 1929, and the winner for Best Picture is a World War I film called Wings, made 2 years earlier. Clara Bow plays the lead, and Charles Buddy Rogers and Richard Arlen her co-stars. One of them dies in the end. The cast also includes 26-year-old Gary Cooper and Hedda Hopper, who at 38 plays the leading man's mother. Remember, Wings is a silent picture. Lights, please. Of course, there was music. And subtitles, which we, the NPR players, offer you here.
A small town, 1917. Youth and the dreams of youth. Jack Powell had always longed to fly. In every daydream, he heard the whir of wings.
Mary Preston had always lived next door. Once, Jack had picked her out of a bonfire. And sometimes, he regretted it.
Gee, can't you let a man work on his car in peace? The new speed gears will make her travel like a shooting star.
A shooting star? Say, what a great name for her. Do you know what you can do when you see a shooting star?
No, what?
Well, you can kiss the girl you love.
Maybe I will. All right, Mary, see you later.
So youth laughed and wept and lived its heedless hour, while over the world hung a cloud which spread and spread until its shadow fell in some degree on every living person. War. And youth answered the challenge.
In 1929, there was actually an award for title writing. This picture didn't win it. But subtitles wouldn't be needed much longer. At that first Academy Award celebration, a special honorary award went to the jazz singer for revolutionizing cinema. The talkies had arrived. There was also another honorary award in 1929. It went to Charlie Chaplin. As the citation was read, his presenter, William DeMille, Cecil's brother, quipped, "I think he is the only one to whom the Academy has or ever will give a first award to one man for writing, directing, acting, and producing a picture. It takes us back to the old days."